It's the Major League Eating Podcast.
Major League Eating Podcast, thank you very much for your support of Major League Eating. To find out more, including the updated rankings, go to MajorLeagueEating.com. Joining us on the phone, Rich Shea from Major League Eating. On his way to... Where are you going, by the way?
Today I'm going to Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. And you're kind of pulling the many frequent flyer miles coming up here, aren't you?
Well, actually, sadly, it's many different airlines kicking it off with AirTran, so I may join their A Plus Rewards thing, which I don't know what that gets you. Maybe a vacuumed area, but yeah, we're going to be going. It's Cleveland, New Orleans for oysters, and then I'll go to Pittsburgh for hot dogs, and then we go to Dallas and Phoenix for hot dogs. And that weekend, there's also one in LA, I believe.
Okay, nice, very nice.
So we are in June, which is a great month because it's the most active competitive eating month.
Nice, nice. And, of course, leading up to the 4th of July at Nathan's. Let's talk a little bit, though, first about this past Memorial Day weekend. Quite a bit going on.
Yeah, Pat Bertoletti continues his streak, and he won pepperoni rolls with, like, 30 or so. So he continues to kill it. And I think that Pat, who in the past has said, you know, he can't beat Joey on the 4th. I think his mindset is different in 2011, and I think Pat will be priming up for the 4th of July, assuming he wins in Cleveland, which is tomorrow. He's going to have to face off against Bickle, who is a bit of a big talker. But Pat Bertoletti did great down in pepperoni rolls in West Virginia, and then Dave Keaton, the MC, killed it. And we've got Pat Philbin winning AC Nathan's, hotly contested contest, largely because of where it is geographically.
Mm-hmm.
But Aaron Astoff, a guy from Iowa, put geography aside, flew in and placed second with a very impressive 26.5 to Philbin's 27. So Astoff, is a promising guy and an up-and-comer. And I'm sorry to report that Crazy Legs did 22 for third, which is you have to figure out how to get, I'd say north of 25 to make it this year, which would be his 10th visit to Coney.
Yeah, that would be quite a streak that would end. I mean, this would be his 10th time around. What's he got to do to get back up on the stage?
Eat more.
Well, aside from that, I mean, there's mental in it too. Come on.
I think there's mental in it too, and I think he's older, so I imagine he's getting a little bit of fatigue. There's certainly a lot of haters that like to hate on him, so he's got that sort of cross to bear. But look, there's still a number of contests coming down the pike. Perhaps he can get in. 10 would be an impressive streak for sure.
All right, and then we are going to be speaking with Bickle here a little bit later. He's kind of throwing the gauntlet down in Cleveland, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Bickle is, I don't want to give him a nickname, but people have been calling him sort of a big mouth. Now, I've not met the guy, and I hope that he can back up what he's been saying, because he's basically been politely but overconfidently saying that he can win this for Ohio, and I know that's a state that's dealing with a lot of pain with what the news coming out of the Buckeye land and Trestle's resigning this week. I think Ohio could use a shot in the arm, and perhaps Bickle can give it to him.
They need a winner. They need a winner. Yes, indeed.
If he pulls up in a Ferrari, we're going to know there's something funny going on.
Yeah, if that happens, let us know for sure. Anything else to add before we let you hop on your fine, fine flight?
Now, I should mention that Pittsburgh, which is the first time I've ever done a contest in Pittsburgh proper, and right now Stubich is trying to win that thing, so I think Pittsburgh is one that's open right now for Nathan. And then Adrian Morgan will be at the Acme Oyster Contest, the Oyster Festival, this weekend in New Orleans. And remember, Morgan almost beat Sonia. They went into overtime in crawfish. So it's going to be Pat Bertoletti versus Morgan. No Sonia Thomas because she's doing pizzones with Joey out west. So oysters is wide open, too. So it should be an interesting weekend or 2 weeks, really.
All right, cool. Well, just awesome play. Pittsburgh, just for the record, Pittsburgh, awesome city. And make sure that you try to go to Primanti's while you're there.
I will. I'll probably go to Nathan's. But if I have time, I'll go to the bench spot you mentioned.
All right, awesome. Well, Rich Shea, safe travels, and we will catch up with you next week, man.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
All right, let me hit stop.